Hello and welcome to episode 1 of season 3 of the Leisure Link podcast. My name is Joe, and on today's episode, we'll be hearing from Evie, Emma, Manoj, Toyin, and Leo, who took part in panel discussions at 2 music festivals over the summer in Brockwell Park, where Club Soda launched their Partying in Plain Sight campaign. The campaign aims to increase awareness of learning disabled audiences and people's right to make their own choices when it comes to going out. The campaign also aims to improve inclusion and accessibility at mainstream venues and festivals. The panel discussions were followed by live music from Club Soda musicians. So stay tuned until the end of the discussion to listen to those really exciting, high-energy performances.
Can you guys hear us out there? You can hear us, give us a whoop whoop.
Hello,
the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
And we are here on site doing a campaign called Partying in Plain Sight. What is Partying in Plain Sight, I hear you ask?
So basically, what it is, it's about supporting learning disabled, autistic and neurodivergent people to be able to rock out, vape, do shit, everything you're doing now. But basically, a lot of learning disabled people just have really inflexible support. Anyway, you carry on.
No, that was so good. Thank you. You saved my bacon. Before we continue, just to quickly say, my name's Evie. I go by she, her pronouns, and I project coordinate Big Buddies and bits on Club Soda. I am joined by the amazing, wonderful...
Toyin.
Amazing.
I'm Emma, or Zamdri, and I use they and she pronouns.
I'm Manoj, aka Manny, has known as the founder of Luna Starchild, and I make Hawaii EDM, and...
Pronoun?
I go as he and they. I don't know, I literally forgot what I was going to say. I was like, oh, wait, what? Okay.
And I'm Leo, I go by she and they.
Wonderful, good, yeah, it's important to introduce us. Okay, so, Partying in Plain Sight, we are campaigning to get people with learning disabilities and neurodiverse people and artists into mainstream music spaces. Often these places and events are inaccessible for a very long list of reasons, but I'm gonna name a few. So, number one, which is what Gig Buddies is fighting against and is a practical solution for, is support workers generally clock off at 9 p.m. So think about everything good that's ever happened to you guys post 9 p.m. and then imagine a world where you don't have access to that. Pretty rubbish. Other things are events and venues not being accessible for people with disabilities. There's not enough opportunities for artists who have learning disabilities. And also often projects and events happen in, if they are accessible, they happen in community halls, little hidden away spaces, and we want to be in the mainstream, taking up space and making some noise and being proud about it. I would like to introduce Toyin, who is on the project as a gig buddy, and I would like to introduce Emma, who is Toyin's gig buddy volunteer match. I'm gonna ask you why you joined Gig Buddies, please.
The reason why I joined Gig Buddies is because I want to get... get the experience and the feeling of what it means to meet out, to go out and socialize. Because if I didn't do that, I would stay home, and I would stay home, eat, sleep, watch TV all day, do nothing, just be bored, and just
isolated.
Thank you.
I'd love for Emma, for you both to kind of tell everyone here what your match, well, you can cast your mind back to when you were matched.
Yeah.
How was that, how did that process go? What was it like? And yeah, tell everyone how you feel about each other, because I think that will be a really nice sunny beginning.
Sure. So basically, I very first heard of Gig Buddies through being an MC at Club Soda's 10-year anniversary in 2019. And then, of course, the world turned to bricks and everyone had to stay at home. So Gig Buddies and Club Soda moved online, lots of Zooms. And so there was a year or so of that during which I met Toyin online. And then we met in person for the first time in June 2021 at Lloyd Park. And basically, we've been really good friends ever since. And I don't know how you feel about this, Toyin, but I feel like I've learned a lot from you. And I've experienced aspects of culture that I would never have thought of. And I feel like I've developed a new appreciation of the little things. And it's so great that we both have a lot in common, but we also think and be slightly differently.
I like that. Thinking and being slightly different,
yeah,
but still being best mates. That seems pretty nice. It feels like the key to life. Okay, let's think about some gigs that you guys have done. Actually, Toyin, I didn't let you answer that question. How do you feel about Emma? Sorry, that's so rude.
You hate me, don't you?
No.
This would be a scandalous breakup. What a way to do it.
She's more like, what should I say? Like a sister to me, because she looks after me. She takes me places, makes sure I go back safely. We do things together. She's like, what do you call it? My one carer. Is it?
Like a support?
Support, right.
That's so nice. So you have like someone
when,
that's...
It's like when I take my bag with everything in it, I allow her to check what I've got.
But I try and make sure to ask. Sometimes, though, I do forget, unfortunately. Also, what happens as well is sometimes, because I bring my own stuff in my own bag, and sometimes I get a little bit like, what's going on? I might ask Toyin to hold something for me as well.
And I think that sums up what the Gig Buddies volunteer and Gig Buddies member kind of match. How it works. Yeah. It's about having a level of support and responsibility in supporting someone. But you're right, it's all about creating authentic friendships.
Yeah.
That's a mutually beneficial thing. Well, you're sorry.
No, sorry. It's not like, come on, Toyin, let's go to the party. You'll have a lovely time. Like, we both try and decide on things we both want to do.
Let's go to the moon. Yes. It's like,
I would like to go to the moon.
I want to go to the moon.
Maybe one day, Manny. Maybe one day.
You're good together.
Okay. Talking of going to the moon, that I'm sure is on your list, but you did recently go to a really cool gig that you can tell everyone about, because I reckon, has anyone seen The Undateables here? Yeah. The guy...
to Islington?
Yeah, so there's
Daniel Wakeford.
Daniel Wakeford, who has the big hair and the bigger personality.
Yes.
These guys, and also has a learning disability, or he's autistic, I think. Yeah. You guys went to his gig.
We did. Oh, and we were like literally 2-3 people away from the barrier. So about...
in the mosh pit.
Yeah, so about where you are in the stripy t-shirt, that is literally about how close we were to the stage. Just imagine that grassy mat bit there is the stage. And it was so much fun, really good fun.
I'm now going to focus a little bit more on the music opportunities that Club Soda provide. As I mentioned earlier, we want to challenge the perceived boundaries in the music industry. I think generally learning disability music groups are often people imagine them to be people getting together, maybe playing instruments for the sake of it, which is fine, but there's kind of a limit to what people perceive people can do. So we are all about kind of honing in on people's talents, giving them the space to play and be curious, and then really mentoring them to be able to pursue a professional career in music and perform and have the space to do that. So
you just described Luminous Star Child.
Hello. Exactly. Did you like that little segue? It was so professional.
Yeah. Also, Luminous Star Child, just before I forget, I'm repping Luminous Star Child.
We've got the merch
right
going
here.
On here. It's great. But yes, so Leo is one of our music mentors, and Manny, is aka Luminous Star Child, is one of our musicians who has moved up through the project. Could you please share with everyone, Leo first, a little bit about the accessible music practice, or you can chat about the live events if you want. Begin with that, and what they kind of the vibe is, and then how that feeds into your accessible music practice and leadership.
Yeah, well, we work with young people from the ages of 15 to 25, young disabled musicians who come in once a week and play music, create music, and find their musical feet, so to speak.
Feet!
And their voice, their authentic individual voice. So, as Emma said beautifully, we have punk rock, we have symphonic rock, we have cutecore. We have all the genres that you can think of. Everyone is welcome. We are very open and we just explore. So given this opportunity by the funding, by Youth Music.
And Club Soda DJs as well.
Exactly.
Sorry, carry on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for adding that. And so it's not just what we do, but it's who we partner. And it's that partnership that continues to grow. And it's through that partnership that the Manny here has been able to create his own project. You've been able to explore your own music, like your own mind, your own creative mind, and given the resources to do that. Because especially now, with technology, things are more easy. What do you think? What do you think about, you know, producing music 10 years ago versus producing music now?
To be honest, as I see from producing music 10 years ago, it's like, I don't know how things work and how do they do those effects, and then just like I look at, oh wow, they just do this now after like learning another decade later, and it's just like that's so mind-blowing. And
Manoj, you've had quite a journey, just really quickly, a journey from classical piano through to now your cutecore EDM
production,
yeah, and
producing, mixing and mastering,
which is
your last EP, and
like insane, like that's such an achievement and such a journey. What were the stages in that, like how did you jump from highly skilled classical pianist, which you still are, to boss ass music producer EDM extraordinaire? What was that process?
I felt like the piano is something that I grew up with. Just because I just thought it would be cool, what it would be like to learn the piano and just go on from there, and then probably take lessons on a daily basis, and then to like making then to composing like EDM for like video games, which is something that I probably will be more into. And
wasn't it video games specifically, like video games music, that actually got you inspired to play the piano?
That's basically,
so
yes.
That's always
yes.
been like almost like the sub motivator. Like the connecting thread throughout.
I'm very huge fan of a very huge fan of like Sonic the Hedgehog music, because I would really play like every single Sonic game up to, I don't remember how many I've played, but I've played mostly all of them.
You're unstoppable. What I you know, what I see in you is that you're fearless. You go for it and fearlessly just take up space. And that's
exactly what we want.
That's what we want to see. Exactly.
I think it's funny because I've been brought up to a way to where my mom would usually nag me to a point I can just, like, things are very endless regardless what you do, and then it's just like
love to all the moms.
So I'm gonna just chat as a group? Because I think we're here today to try and change the scene. This is the first time we've done anything like this. This is the biggest partnership, biggest space we've taken up, I believe. And it's really exciting, but we understand that maybe we're a little bit further forward in the conversation through experience and what we're doing. And this might be the first time people have entered this conversation. So we have a chance, we have a platform here to give some key messages into the world. So I want to ask, what would you guys like to see change in either the music industry, socializing and nightlife, or just in general, people's perceptions towards people with learning disabilities?
Care support systems accepting that a lot of the people, a lot of their charges are adults. They want to go out, they have fun, they might want to take substances, they might want to meet people, fall in love, do. Basically, they want to do all the things that you lot want to do and not be told, come on, time to go home, it's 9 p.m, we clock off.
Yes, it's about choice and autonomy and empowerment.
And adults, treating like adults.
Yes.
Yesterday, Emma, you mentioned the latecomer policy.
Oh God, that's right. I went to a theatre. That's a barrier I faced. This is before Gig Buddies, I admit. But I went to go and see a play, and I knew I was going to be late. So I called them and told them I was late, and they said to me, "Can you come any quicker?" And
I'm sorry, who now? Wait, what are you talking to? Me? Wait, what?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I felt. And it's like, if I could have come any quicker, I would. Because the thing is, well, at the time, I don't drive. And like, you know, public transport and executive dysfunction. So basically, getting all your stuff together, making sure you're out the door and stuff is hard.
Yeah, that's so true. Understanding of what access needs mean. Time note, we do have 4.5 minutes left. So, final pearls of wisdom. What do you want to change? What are you going to say? Go for it.
I was going to address something of people like feeling really overwhelmed in like really big crowds, especially if you're like going clubbing and stuff.
Yeah.
It can be really overwhelming for me if I want to dance in a space and I bump into people and I just have like, some people might have sensory issues to where just bump into, and I just get really overwhelmed, and then it's just it's sort of, I don't know, because I'm sort of want to really get into the like club and experience a lot more.
Yeah.
Because I really love being in festivals and stuff.
Mm.
Awesome.
It'll be
the awareness. People, the more we have these conversations, the more people are aware that we have different needs at different times, at different spaces. Yeah. So it's just that awareness. Really, everyone being aware and being empathic, compassionate.
And then making those reasonable adjustments that normally aren't that hard if you've actually had a conversation with someone and you found out what they are. It's better to ask first than just not ask.
And assume.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's more to access than ramps, I'm saying.
Yeah, big
word,
up that.
Word.
Alrighty, thanks guys. Enjoy the rest of your festival.
Enjoy, thank you. Thank you for coming, guys. We really appreciate you coming. Blah, 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 blah.
This is the Leisure Link Podcast. The Leisure Link Podcast!
We hope you enjoyed a live panel discussion recorded at Wide Awake and Cross the Tracks Festivals over the 27th to 28th May Bank Holiday weekend. As promised, the panel discussion was followed by a live jam with members of Club Soda's Soda Jam Music Project, joined by audience members on iPad and Monotron. Here is the live recording of that jam. We hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah!
Go guys, come on!
Oh, thank you for pulling here!
Yeah!
Are you ready at our house tonight?
Yeah!
We want to say thank you to the Club Sodas and Soda Jammers.
You are jammers.
We are just going to be a good member having a good time. To Paula. to Peter.
All right.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Get home,
oh yeah.
Guys.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
I'm a love dealer. I like the family. A little bit of Gina. Now a little bit of this.
Woo!
That can be a Gina. I say you watch it again.
Let's do this, everybody.
One, two, three, here we go.
I love Gina.
I love
I'm a love dealer.
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 I'm a love dealer. I tell you what you do.
Watch it.
Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it.
Watch
your name! Watch your name!
Watch
your name! Watch your name!
Watch
your name!
Watch your name!
Watch your name! Watch your name!
Watch your name!
Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name!
Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your
name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your
name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name!
Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name! Watch your name!
Watch your name! Everybody! Oh, get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! 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 Go! Everybody say get warm, get warm, get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Get warm.
Get warm. Get warm. Get warm.
Get warm.
Get warm.
Get warm.
Get warm.
Get warm. Get warm.
Get warm.
The house got me back to where I belong. You love me like the one who wants you. It's happening to your eye. And you're the best in my life. It's how when I felt alone. You're facing the dead in your time zone. So like, you can't be so blown. For me, for my brother going to tell her what's in your. So I wish I really was disappear. Maybe you could click on me out here. Cast your thoughts and nothing else can hurt me. So it's out and it wouldn't serve me. And I saw it coming back home. It was the hour I was in your real life. You can't write any song.
The house is back where it belongs. 1, 2, 3, 4,
get warm. Everybody say get warm.
Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Get warm. Get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Get warm.
Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm, get warm, get warm, get warm, get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm, get warm, get warm, get warm. get warm. Everybody say get warm. Oh yeah, everybody say get warm. Oh yeah, get warm. Everybody say get warm. Oh yeah, everybody say get warm. Oh yeah, everybody.
Everybody say get warm. Get warm. Get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Get warm. Get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Everybody say get warm. Get warm. Get warm.
Everybody say get warm.
I will. Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm! Get warm! Everybody say get warm! Everybody say get warm! Get warm. Let's do this, fella.
Thank you.
Hello there, Wide Awake Festival. We are the Carbonators, and we're supported by Club Soda.
Okay, I'm the lead singer of the band. I've been there for 10 years. And it's also, I've been there from, I did not pick up an instrument until I met Club Soda, but that changed me, so thank you.
Half man, half seal. Half man, half seal. Half man, half seal. Half man, half seal. Half seal, half man, half seal. Half man, half seal. The mermaids is going to be a marry you. Well, I can't tell what the difference are. There's a merman wants to be a marry you, but I cannot tell what difference are to me anymore. Half man, half seal. Half man, half seal. Half man. Half man, half seal. Half man, half seal. Half man, half seal. Half man. Half seal.
Half man.
Half seal.
Half man.
Half man.
Half man. Half seal. 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 Half man. Half seal.
Half. Half man, half seal. 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 Hoffman, Hofstil, Hoffman, Hofstil, Hoffman, Hofstil, Hoffman, Hofstil. Hoffman.